KORN News Radio Sports. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Summit League softball tournament started yesterday in Brookings as the number 3 seed USD would defeat the number 6 seed Kansas City 8-6. Also earlier yesterday was the 4 seed North Dakota defeating the 5 seed North Dakota State 8-0. Three more games today. It starts at 11 a.m. in Brookings. The number 1 seed Omaha will take on the number 4 seed North Dakota. Number 2 South Dakota State will take on the 3 seed USD at 1:30. And then the losers of those two games will play in an elimination contest at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Mitchell Colonel Girls Golf, fresh off a couple wins this week. They compete at the Huron Invite on Thursday. That'll be coming up this morning at 10 a.m. at Broadland Creek Golf Course. Also, a Mitchell Track and Field in Yankton today. That starts at noon. Also, a busy weekend coming up as Mitchell Boys Tennis. They wrap up the regular season at Watertown tomorrow. That duel against the Arrows starts at 11 a.m. Mitchell Softball traveling out west this weekend. They will take on Rapid City Stevens tomorrow at 2:30 p.m. Central Time. That's followed by two games on Saturday versus Sturgis at 11:30 and at Spearfish at 3 p.m. Mitchell Baseball will be in Yankton tomorrow for a pair of games. The first game of the doubleheader starts at 6 o'clock. Mitchell Baseball will end the regular season with a home doubleheader on Saturday when they host Rapid City Stevens at 2 p.m. Our pregame show starts at 1:45, live at Cadwell Park on KORN News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball announced their 2025 schedule yesterday. The Tigers will open up their season with 11 straight road games beginning August 16th in Valley City, North Dakota. That's followed by tournaments in Sioux City and Salina, Kansas. The Tigers will then start conference play on September 8th when they host Waldorf. And Dakota Wesleyan Track and Field, they'll compete at the Concordia Last Chance Meet. That starts tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. NBA playoffs from last night, another road team won as the New York Knicks overcame a 20-point deficit for the second straight game to beat the Boston Celtics 91-90. The Knicks now with a 2-0 series lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal. And then last night, for the first time in the second round, a home team won as Oklahoma City blew out Denver 149-106. Oklahoma City had 87 points at halftime. That is an NBA playoff record for most points in the first half. Minnesota Timberwolves, they host the Golden State Warriors tonight at 7:30 on TNT. Minnesota looking to tie that series up at a game apiece. And that's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.